Well, when I came to here, I think I stayed like for 9 months every single day, like my school. Because I working only part-time job, so the day when they open, I'm here. When they close, I go home. Maybe because I came from California, very different, I'm scared in this town.
Wow.
Because I feel like lonely, walk around.
Lonely?
Yeah. Because you can see the streets is more like empty. Empty streets, like not much cars. You can see a couple of cars on the parking on the streets. And you can see like maybe 10 Hispanic walking on this area. I think the first area in Baltimore for Hispanic people was this area, Broadway. And when we went to the church, we go to the Catholic church. We know the families. We go every single Sunday, maybe five families. You don't see many, I mean, like Latino, Hispanic people here in Baltimore. So I think we can find two stores from Hispanic stores in Broadway and one for food and Eastern Avenue. And you can see no more. Like you walk Broadway and you see empty Broadway, not like right now. Yes, it's a little bit, I mean a little population, not like now. Now it's growing very, I think too much. We need to take something out or somewhere else.
Like what?
Like Spanish people, we are many. Sorry about it. But yeah, when I came here, I say, oh no, I can't live here. I think it's nobody live here. Maybe ghosts live in Baltimore. So when I don't feel too good, I call to my sister in California and say, I have to go back. But I came with the very, very big problem with my husband. So I separate and come here. And my sister say, no, you stay there. I say, no, I want to come back. I don't find even no people here. How can I, you know? But she say, no, stay there. You can make it. So, okay. Now I do a supervisor.
Supervisor.
Yes. When I started work here in Baltimore, well, in California, I working on the farm. I picking tomatoes, grapes, onions, garlic, everything. And when I came from here in Baltimore, I working housekeeping. I clean our houses. Later, like 2 or 3 years, when I can learn a little bit English, I work. When I came 1995, I started working in a part-time job, housekeeping. Later, I find a job in a commercial laundry, and the name is Up to Date Laundry. I love this laundry. They give you many, many opportunities there, and I work in like in 9 months for a labor. And later they give me a position like a supervisor helper, maybe for a year and a half. And now I've been a supervisor there.
For the laundry?
If I'm looking for position, I'm looking for supervisor. But I can find it. I need the money for my family. I can sweep the floor if you need me. Yep, I don't mind. I need to get the money for my family. So it's the point. I don't know if everybody, but the point for Latino, because we came from far away. And then we can dead on the way, you know. We can lost your life, cause the way we came is, you know, if we easy to come illegal, we do it. But it's not easy. Get your legal papers in the United States. It's very hard. So we have to think about you came far away, leave all your family, leave your things there, and it's very sad. Leave those things there. Your parents, you can see, you know, soon. I'm say thank you God because when I in United States for 3 years later, I met with the man I married. He have a resident, so he give me my papers on immigration. He married with me and he give me my papers. So I feel I have a very hard life in this country, even I have my papers. But the people don't have a papers, I mean, it's very hard. So that's the point. If you need the money to pay your bills and everything. So I can say now, if you give me maybe $10 an hour, but I can get five more dollars there, I go there. Mm-hmm. But I can show everything. I show my papers. I say I speak English, but I'm not. I have
yes,
to.
Yes, you do.
So well. They ask me, you speak English? You have a papers? Because everywhere you go, they ask for papers. Mm-hmm. So if the people don't have a papers and they say, oh, they pay $20 an hour, but I can do it because I don't have a paper, I mean resident. So they give it maybe 10 to sweep the floor, they do. That's why we can work everywhere. Mm-hmm. And we can do it because this, because I'm proud of my people. I call my people because we are very strong to do it. Because it's not the point. You say, oh, I'm not doing that. If you don't do it, you don't eat. Who give you food? Or who pay you rent? So you have to work hard. I don't mind. My I don't know, it's kind of poor, but I say, if you pay me and say, wash my dog, I wash your dog. I don't mind. You're going to pay me. If you did clean my shoes, I don't mind. You want to pay me. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. Yeah. So this is what we think, you know. Oh, some people, I know people say, oh, I'm not do that. Why not? No, why not? It's work. Work is work. Mm-hmm. And you can get money to pay your things in your house. Right. Grow your children. So, sometimes people say, what they, it's what I told you, when you go to the bus, they say, what this, sometimes they call us dogs or nasty people, why they come to the United States, but I say, we are hungry, we are only find something better for our family. So my situation came like, find a man and married and come here. But most of the people came because if I told you, as for example, if I told you, oh, if you came here, you can work and you can get a lot of money. Because in Mexico, now in those years, you can make maybe for a whole day, make maybe $2? Mm-hmm. $2 whole day in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing, mm-hmm. you know? So if I told you, you can make a day, you make $1,000 in Mexico. $1,000 in Mexico, a day in here. Wow. So if I told you, for sure you want to come. Yeah. See, I love when the kids or the women's very smart, go to school and do a lot of stuff. It's very, very important. Very, very important. Mm-hmm. Important. When we came from poor countries or for little towns, the mom and father showed, oh, you have to respect your husband. Your husband say, sit, you have to sit. You have the husband came, you have to warm the food and keep the plate ready and pick it up the plate and wash the clothes by hand. And the husband is mad, you have let the husband be mad. If he say no, you have, no. I say no more, I'm sorry, but no more. When I married, I know I'm a good person, very good person. But now if somebody do something to me, I'm not a good person no more. Now I don't care for nobody. I say, if you man, I'm a woman. What about it? You feel? You can eat, I can eat. You have two eyes, I have two eyes. What is the difference? Only one thing is the difference. But I have to pass many, many things to learn that. Many, many things to learn that. And one of my points is, every day you have to learn something. I'm kind of person, always and be like that. If I see you, because I don't want to get like advantage on you, mm-hmm. but if I see you so smart, I try to talk to you because I learn something from you. So if I know for this, if I don't have the work hard for, because I growing most of the time my three daughters by my own. When I separate with my ex-husband, he don't give me any penny for them. But when I leave to him, he put like my feelings for the bottom, all the way bottom. He say, oh, if you live alone with your daughters, I think they gonna die because you don't know, you can do nothing. He say, if you go to, you know, like prostitute or something like that, you can afford it for your daughters. So I say, I show you I can do it. So I run, I go away, and I no ask for a penny. And she knows my three daughters. She one, the 24-year-old, she stopped at the college because we can afford it for this year to pay the college for her. But she worked hard. She's very smart girl. Mm-hmm. I think it's the last semester. But we can afford it this year, so it's just, I'm proud of, very, very proud for my daughters. So she's gonna finish college, and I say, if I don't have the growing my kids for my own, I can do some, I can well be something important in this country, because I can go to school. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't, because I have to go to work hard. I wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, and I come back to my house sometimes 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So it's not easy, but I'm not say, oh, I can do it. I can. Maybe later if I grow in my daughters, I'm finished with my daughters, maybe I go to school again. You know, but I don't feel like it. I work too much, and I try to, when I get my retirement, I want to go back to my little town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a very huge house in Mexico. But I say, well, when I get my retirement, I go back to my little town, make my small house quiet and nice for me. It's, you know, sometimes it's good you have like you say, oh, I want to get a lot money, you know. Maybe it's good. But if you have a lot of money and you're not happy, what about it? You're not get everything with the money. But for me, it's very important to get the money. It's like you say, if you don't have all the money in the world, people think you're not happy. You can be happy with your kids, with your family. Live in harmony. That's my point. Live in harmony. Yeah. Maybe people say, oh, she don't want nothing. I want everything. But if I don't have everything, I'm not going to cry. I make it some money. I make money now. No, I'm not rich. I'm still poor, but I'm be glad to be poor because I'm very happy. I'm not say, oh, I have to get money here, money there. No, I'm poor, but I'm rich because God always helped me every single day. He gave me a light, say, I'm with you. Yep. And I working, my husband working. We have, ups and downs, but we'll be there. I'm not perfect, but I try to be different every single day. Yeah. I went to get classes to CCBC, mm-hmm. Community College, from English. I get a course from English, but they say, oh, no, you have no more ESL, no more for me. Sometimes I go to the party, and I ask to somebody, you want to dance? Mm-hmm. I know. Oh, I don't know dance. I said, doesn't matter. It's not that like pasarela or something. Mm-hmm. It's not like some judges to you dancing because you feel dancing. You don't know, who cares?
Yeah.
You dancing like you dancing. So I'm not afraid of nothing. Because the things happen on me, I'm afraid to God because sometimes you say something wrong and you do. So why are you afraid to the life? You don't have to be afraid to nobody. I can speak with the President Obama if you want me. Oh yeah, I'm not like go to college, mm-hmm. but I can talk to you. I'm not be not respect.
Good for you.
Yeah, I can talk with everybody. I'm not scared.
That's great.
No, I'm not scared no more. Very. Why are you scared? No. Right. I try send this message to every woman, but every country. You can do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it. Why not?